back with the motherfucking newest y'all, and I'm back again because it's the end of the year, and I need to give y'all girls something because I got a couple of predictions under my sleeve about what's going to happen next year. So let me get into some little crazy ass news stories and stuff, and then we're going to go into my predictions about what's going to happen next year and me being on here. So let's get into it. So let's talk about Spirit Airlines. Let's get into about that demon tube, Spirit Airlines. Y'all remember that preacher back in the day when it was like, why don't you not fly airplanes and stuff? Why do you want to fly private airplane? No, yeah, have your own personal private airplane. He was like, I'm not getting on that demon tube. I ain't getting on that demon tube. And honestly, I don't blame him. Blame him, because if you get on Spirit Airlines, you're going to meet every entity and demon tube motherfucker. Even shut the workers that work at Spirit Airlines is fucking demon tube fucking recruiters. But let's not get into that right now. This is not the Supernatural Sam and Dean show. So, this little boy. So, honestly, this story's crazy. So, this story's pretty much about this little boy that was on Spirit Airlines. He was fine. He was supposed to be going to Philadelphia. He was traveling from Philadelphia to Fort Myers on December 21st. But boarded a flight to Orlando instead. So, the gate agent. So, pretty much, to me, who's at fault is the parents. The parents is on I Don't Give a Fuck Central. Honestly, lately, when it comes to people and these children, first of all, who has a young kid that age catching flights like that at 6? And he's by himself. That's the part that kind of fucked me up with that one. Because my thing is, I understand kids are mature, right? Okay? But I don't care if you're 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, damn it, 17, 16. My kid is not about to be cargo bell hopping these goddamn airplanes, going on these planes by the fuck. So honestly, so they end up firing the gate agent, right? Because they said, they didn't follow the rules and regulations and procedures and how to do it, and then they're gonna have to adjust their what's name, and they taking full accountability for putting this little boy in the wrong, boarding him in the wrong airplane and all type of stuff, and they taking, boy, fuck that, fuck them goddamn parents, fuck the grandparents and all that type of shit. Why y'all had that baby on them airplanes like that? And I have heard from an inside source, okay, that when it comes to the airplanes and the whole catching flights, that goes to all the Delta, all of them. It is so many minors that come to the airport that are catching flights by their fucking self, to the point that these kids are like extremely underage. Now, I understand that when you do have a situation like that, you post to like watch the minor and stuff because they're underage. You can't really leave them. But my thing is, where the fuck is the parents? See, that's the problem with y'all girls. Y'all having these kids for decoration pictures for Christmas, and then once Christmas is over, you like, who can I leave these kids with? Because I'm tired of raising them. So back in the day, they used to leave at Meemaw's house, Grandma's house. Now, they like, shit, anybody that's available to raise Timothy, Tomothy, anybody, y'all can raise them. Like, that's what kind of rubbed me the wrong way. Okay, and the gate agent, they couldn't have got fired. I don't care if the gay agent got fired. I don't feel like the gay agent should really got fired right there. I really don't, because my thing is, why are you having a kid catch all these flights like that? And of course, this is Florida. Okay, he was bell hopping to get his ass back to Florida. And my thing is, only in Florida would you allow your kid to do all that. See, Florida, you the problem, girl. I used to feel like Florida over the years have came, I don't know, like, Florida has came the baby twin of Michigan a little bit because, no, actually, like, the, okay, no, Florida is the dog. Michigan might be, like, the cousin. I give Michigan a cousin. Michigan's a hot mess. Michigan's a hot mess. But Florida, you take the cake. You're, like, up there as, like, fucked up. Like, really, really fucked up. So, of course, this happened in Florida. But you know what? All we can take away from this story is, people just don't like these kids, and it's honestly, fuck them kids. So that's why, and the only reason why they called it out, because I think the grandparent or the grandma, she contacted the airport, and she nutted the fuck up. Not the parents, but the grandma. And pretty much we had a Home Alone situation dealing with the child going on one airplane. So it's kind of funny that I say that because now we're going to talk about Home Alone. So we're not talking about Home Alone because it's a movie that everybody have watched. And it's a little cult classic, whatever the case may be. You know, honestly, I never give a fuck about Home Alone like that. I feel like everybody else like Home Alone. But Home Alone to me was just kind of like, okay, so it's kind of stupid. How the fuck you forget your kid at home? You that occupied with everything going on in life that you forget him at home? Like, I just thought that was stupid. You know what was a really good movie? I forgot the name, but it's about this couple that didn't like each other and was trying to kill each other and then wait till the kids got older to do it. I don't know if it's called Roses and Thorns or something like that. But that's a good movie. Or Death Became Her. That's a good movie. But we don't have to go into that. So we have to go into this Home Alone story. So pretty much, we had this Home Alone director back in the day tell a story how, y'all know the presidential elections is coming up. So you know the number one person they like to talk about that's not even in office like that no more is Mr. Donald. Now the girls hate him. The girls don't like him. They say he's problematic. They say he does this and that and everything under the sun. And they say they don't like him. So to join in the pot of I dislike this person, the Home Alone director had a story. And it's pretty much like, y'all remember Mean Girls when it's like, who has been violated by Regina? And everybody raised their hand up and stuff. Even people that she didn't even fucking remember. Yeah, this is the Home Alone director. He has been violated by Regina for the Mean Girls. So he has a story about how Donald, you know, then got him too. He said, back in the day, when they shot that one scene for Home Alone, and they wanted to use the Trump lobby at the time when he had a hotel and shit, they first was trying to, like, remake a model, but they didn't have enough in the budget, or they just couldn't make it as perfect as it was if they can go to the damn hotel. They decided to go contact the hotel guy. They went to him. His people talked to their people, and they said, sure, you can use the hotel lobby for your scene for Home Alone. But then he said, listen, before you come here, right, I'm going to need y'all to do me a solid. They're like, what? I want to be in the movie, too. They said, oh, bet? Okay, cool, we put you in the movie. That's how it went. But the director said, pretty much, old boy Regina, that's what we can call her, Regina, Donald, then set up here and bullied him and putting him into the movie. This is my thing about the whole situation. If you're using my hotel lobby that I own, then hell yeah, bitch, I'm going to be in the damn movie. Who don't want to be at Home Alone? I mean, I don't like the motherfucker, but shit, I like me a little movie credit once in a while. So the director said he didn't got bullied, but honestly, the director is trying to make news, and they, you know, it's easy to make news when you're talking about old boy because the girls just don't like him. Honestly, to me, I think he's hilarious, and I just feel like when they put him in office, I feel like they thought they can kind of do the whole, I guess, you know, we tell you what to do, we're going to do it, but it's like, Donald's a whole character. Y'all gotta remember, this is a Gemini. Geminis, you do not put them in a position, you just don't put them in a position to make decisions, okay? Gemini's got 10 people, and the only person that a Gemini is loyal to is their goddamn self. Like, it's a Gemini, y'all. Like, y'all need to step y'all games up and start acting delusional. So when the director said, I guess the director thought everybody's going to give him a little hug and a kiss on the cheek and feel some type of empathy and compassion and all type of stuff, and everybody else really pretty much says to the director, fuck off. Nobody cares. Nobody cares, Steven. Fuck off. So that is it for that story. Let's go into some other stuff, y'all. So this is one like a short news report story, y'all. It's a whole bunch. Oh, one more story, y'all. Miss Girl, y'all remember Gypsy back in the day that killed her mother because her mother was making money off of her to make it like her daughter was sickly. And she was giving the girl like medication so she could be, you know, temporary paralyzed. Then she had to go to the dentist and have her them pour her teeth out. She was making the girl life a living hell. And the girl made up a whole plan with her little slow boyfriend, right, that was lethargic to, you know, X the mama off. get rid of that old fat ass bitch. So when they did, you know, Gypsy got sent to jail. When she went to jail, you know, child, I remember when she got sent to jail. I remember watching it on Dateline. They was interviewing her. She's like, yeah, I'm doing hair. I want to join cosmetology school. Like, I just really feel like I'm learning myself. I feel like I really understand myself now. So now, Miss Girl is just, she just got released out of prison like 2 to 3 days ago. She, Miss Girl didn't got a podcast going on. I think she probably got a podcast for herself. She gonna, she got a social media account, got 4 million followers. Like, she, like, all the cars is stepped up for her to live her life, her best life. And my thing was like, shit, maybe she did the right thing by offering that bitch. Like, clearly that wasn't, thou should not disrespect the parent, but shit, clearly that mother was all up in the wrong, because guess what, we going into the year of karma. So, I'm glad I talked about that to jump off into another segment. I was watching something online, right? And it was this girl. And she was just talking about how, like, oh, I hate people talking about, I'm going to enter my villain era. It's like, bitch, you've been a toxic bitch. What the hell? No, you've been in your bully era. You've been a toxic bitch era for a while, so stop acting brand new. But this is what came to me when I saw the video. Because it was like, it's like nighttime. Y'all know, y'all ever been like in the bed at nighttime and like things has come to you? Like you just be in the bed and like all these ideas. And you know, this, you're like having an epiphany or something like that. It's like I was talking to somebody and I was online again. And somebody wrote like this thick ass 2-3 page paragraph about how trying to be deep, right? And I told somebody like, it's so funny because when something resonates with somebody or something that's so profound and so deep, and it's like, wow, I never really thought of that. It does not come in a 5-page motherfucking essay, okay? It don't come in an essay form. It just comes in the form of, honestly, 1 or 2 words. 1 or 2 words. Like when Uncle Ben said shit, 1 or 2 shit, or a sentence. When Uncle Ben said, you know, with great power comes great responsibility. That was deep. He didn't need an essay. He didn't need, like, when things are profound and come to you that's deep, you don't got to force the moment. The moment makes you, darling. And when you learn the moment makes you, you don't got to force it, okay? But what I was going to by talking about this is 2023 to me was a fog. I feel like everybody was in a fog. I feel like everybody had these epiphanies about their life. I feel like a lot of people was, it was kind of giving early stages when like COVID kind of started, but then it was just kind of weird. It was just a weird ass motherfucking year. Like, people was just in a space of being confused, and then you had to deal with the toxic ass people. Y'all, not me getting stuffy over here, y'all. So, people was confused. People was trying to deal with this year and trying to navigate. So, I feel like for me personally, I was trying to literally navigate a lot of things. I feel like the beginning of 2023 was just like giving like, what am I here for? Like, what is this? Like, why is this bullshit coming to my door? Like, why am I constantly dealing with this? And then it was a state of knowing what to do, but then at the same time being confused, you know, and learning the hard way. But I just felt like next year, for some people, if you didn't walk through that fog and it's accept it was a fog and just keep walking straight, you'd be straight for next year. But I feel like next year is dealing with the bullies. Let me get into why it's dealing with the bullies. It's dealing with the bullies because, as you notice watching social media, I know all these people are coming out and they have all these stories about sexual harassment or just being bullied into things that they didn't want to do. Just, you know, people using their power, the authority that they had to kind of, you know, Willie Nelson the motherfucker, put them in the headlock and say, hey, bitch, you gonna do this, bitch. You gonna do this, or you gonna be outcasted, you're not gonna make no money. So people like, listen, I ain't trying to be a broke bitch on the street, so they felt like there was in some type of trap and stuff. So people was, so bullies were supporting other bullies. People was getting powers and position. I told you, I ain't gonna lie, all this year when it came to jobs and doing this and that with jobs, the girls and jobs is a hot mess. The job market is a hot mess. Like, the times of being a leader of your own finances and being an entrepreneur and figuring out something else that you can do, that you're literally the boss, control, secretary, everything that you control of it, is what we ushered into. Having a good job and all that type of stuff is good to feed into you being pretty much not even self-made, but like your own fucking boss, honestly. Like, even if you not that type to boss the fuck up, like, you're gonna have to boss the fuck up. Because when, let me tell you something, when people start playing with that money, that dog, not that dog, but that motherfucking, not the one and two gonna come out. People don't play about them finances like that. But a lot of people was acting like big bitches and old hoes in 2023. 2024 is showing that if you try to be a big bitch and an old hoe, it's gonna come and tag you. And the bullies about to have to fight with them motherfuckers. Like, cause I feel like they trying to, it's ushering in the vibe of pushing the underdog out under the shadows. Even if you feel like you're not prepared or you feel scared, it's like it's better to feel unprepared and scared and just jump out there and just do it brick by brick, day by day, and figure it out, than to stay under a shadow and deal with the abuse, because it's about to get bad. And the people that are the bullies are gonna fool around and be living under the damn bridge like a goddamn hating ass motherfucking wither away motherfucking hag ass old bitch. Because the year of the bully, And then the year of the bully is coming for you messy ass hoes. And I'm telling y'all right now, y'all about to see a lot of people fall right flat on their face. And they're not going to be backed up with all the stuff they used to do to people, because people are not going to put up with it. And the things and the people and the environments that will support them is not going to support. Like, this is your time, if you're the underdog, to literally give it your best shot. I don't care what you do. Then give it your best shot. Because the host is going to be moved out your way. Because they're going to be so damn brick by brick under fucking pressure, trying to figure out how to get out of this. Them motherfuckers going to lose jobs. They're going to lose all types of shit. That's what. And then another thing. What the fuck is going on with these damn men jumping on these damn females? Like, and these guys around here jumping on these females and all this type of stuff. Yeah, you about to be turned up too, because you can't keep doing that. And that's another bully shit. Like, man bullying females and stuff. That's about to be dead and gone. They about to get exposed and be all type of trouble. But this is, to me, not even villain era. Like what that girl said, this is karma era, okay? This is the karma era. And my thing is, when I say karma era at the same time, because now I just told y'all about the negative, people that was doing bully shit. So this season that we're about to go into is dealing with, you reap what you sow, okay? You reap what you sow. So if you was just hustling out your business, but you was dealing with these big bitches and hoes and shit, but you still do what you're supposed to do, you about to reap the rewards, right? But don't stop. But you about to have some leg room to do what you need to do. But then the girls that was feeding into karma in a negative way, that's why I don't say karma is a bitch. Karma is what you give it. If you've been out here doing the right thing and mind your business and do what you're supposed to do and feed into whatever you need to do, that's not doing some side hole, shiesty, bully tactics, then you good. If you was out here being a big bitch in a hole and feeling like, well, and people hiring people and people befriending people because they feel comfortable, like, oh, well, we relate to each other and the bully supporting the bully. Let me tell you something. Them hoes gonna throw each other under the bus. It's like Jeffrey Epstein or something like that. So, y'all know about him, right? He another one. So, a judge, y'all remember, oh boy, he gone though. He killed us all. A judge decided, and I want to read this in here. A judge decided that the judge wanted to release the names of the other people that was participating in the whole underground debauchery bullshit that Jeffrey was a part of and all type of stuff. So, a lot of the girls that's on the list, some of the billionaires, sound like, listen, don't expose me. So, you know, some of them, I don't know who on the list, but you know, some of them is trying to throw a hefty bag at the courts. Like, listen, I pay you AYZY. I pay for the whole bloodline, bitch. Don't put my name out there, damn it. Don't put it out there. You know. But my thing is, but I do feel like, so then the judge is kind of holding off about, I feel like he's going to expose a lot of names. Now, is these going to be some names that we fucking really know? No, not like that. You gotta have to Google him, because they might be some, like, is it names? So the names that people do know, that's gonna be like, but the ones that we don't know is like, and if you pull the photo, it's like, okay, he looked like he'd be on the island doing some weird nasty shit. Like, these are people, like, some people just go out there and purposely try to get into debauchery because that's all they like to fucking be in, is doing that stuff. But yeah, this is the year of karma. So what you reap is what you sow. So pretty much bringing up his whole story is they sold a level of being in debauchery, being in the bullshit, doing things they had no business out there motherfucking doing. And now it's coming to the surface because whatever is done in the shadows will come out to the light, okay? Y'all was out here trying to be ladies of the night, but now y'all hoes gonna be ladies of the day night. But day night, what the fuck? Daytime, y'all heard, y'all understand what I'm saying? But y'all about to be ladies of the daytime, okay? So pretty much, all I gotta say, some of y'all fucked. That's all I'm gonna say. All some of y'all fucked. This is the year of karma, and you better watch your back. Cause the Ghostbusters about to come and get your ass. But yeah, but next year is gonna be another motherfucker story. So this guy that was in Canada, right, is accused of scamming a 73-year-old woman out of $250,000 by posing as a Middle Eastern company owner. So what Arabic accent did this motherfucker say? What Arabic accent did he say? You know what? Protect the elderly. So pretty much he just scammed this lady out there in Toronto out of this damn money. You know, y'all can't, and she's, okay, 73, I mean, shit, was she had a hearing aid or some shit? Like, what the fuck? Like, why are you just giving out money? You know, a lot of these old people be getting robbed blind. Y'all, child, let me tell y'all about another story. I don't know. I feel like when it comes to the older citizens, when it comes like the elderly and stuff, I feel like they're very forgotten in society. I feel like people are like, well, bitch, you withering away, so why don't you just fucking die? And that's how I begin to vibe like that. For her to get scammed out of her money, her family clearly don't get fucked by. See, that's another being vulnerable. That goes back to that boy that was on the Spirit Airlines. That's what happens. Brown people don't give a shit about you. I mean, goddamn. It's like, shit, y'all trying to rush her to death soon? So he didn't see. I mean, honestly, should he get arrested for scamming her out of money? I don't really think so. I feel like the family should get arrested. Why the fuck you giving your meemaw that's clearly losing all her faculties and shit the fucking phone and giving him credit cards and shit? What the fuck is this? Y'all don't visit y'all meemaw? Like, y'all ain't shit for that. Well, y'all let meemaw get robbed blind. And you know, the only reason why they reported that goddamn shit, but probably because that money, they was trying to steal that money for their own self. See, that's the plot twist. They was trying to steal that damn money, but he stole it just the nick of time. So they was pissed off about that bullshit. So they said, oh, for real? We're going to call the cops and act like we're concerned about meemaw because we wanted that damn money. That's what happens when you be having your own trifling-ass family members. You gotta be careful what you give birth to. That's why I'm not against abortions. We need to keep abortions around because some of y'all hoes don't deserve to be on this planet. Oh, God. I was waiting to talk to somebody. They was all like, I don't feel like they gonna never get rid of abortions. Motherfuckers gonna never stop trying to leave them goddamn kids. Shit. With bitches watch you. Who needs enemies when you got fucking family members you get birth to and shit to have you be vulnerable to get robbed by this guy, this black guy that's pretending to be an Arabic guy? What the fuck? What company was she investing in? Oh my God. I'm all pro abortion, y'all, because some of you hoes were not. Yeah, some of y'all hoes should have been deleted or swallowed. That's what I'd be saying. Y'all said, how God, y'all had me and my new Rob blind like that. That's a goddamn mess. Strangle, submit to placing. Yeah, shit, he should get arrested. The family should. I'm all blaming this on the family. Accountability is the first step. Oh, we got another one. So, this guy named Johnny Johnston. Yeah, Johnny Johnston. It's a delivery driver, right? So my man's then won $4.8 million in the lottery, but he still worked his holiday shift because he didn't want to let down his colleagues. Oh, let me tell you something. Fuck them. Fuck you all. I never liked you bitches. My man said he gonna still, I guess he's so used to working and stuff. I mean, if you are used, okay, he in the UK. Okay, so he in UK. Okay. You know, they don't got toxic. You know, they don't got toxic food in America. See, you know, America, if we was, somebody in America run $5 million, we saying fuck you to all colleagues. Because at the same damn time, fuck you. I don't want to see your ass at Monday through motherfucking Friday. I don't even like you bitches like that. God damn it. They, 4.1? Oh, no. I'm moving today. I'm moving. I don't know you. So, he won a lottery. He 45 years old. So, he decided that to keep his shift on Saturday, December 23rd, so he won't be an inconvenience for his colleagues. Fuck them. I'm going to be the biggest inconvenience in your life, goddammit. Because I'm going to do you right. That's funny because this man that is won, damn near $5 million, won it, right? Recently won the money. Working his job, you know. My eyes are getting weary. My back's getting tired. Sitting here in traffic on the Queensboro Bridge and I don't care because all I want to do is cash my check and ride right home to you. Because, baby, all my life I will be driving home to you. I don't know why I started singing the Kings and Queens theme song, but that's what I was giving. So, he a truck driver. Clearly, he good. Clearly, the colleagues is his good Judy's or something like that. He must really motherfucking like them. And he decided, you know what? I want this money, but I'm still going to go to work. And then after these 3 days, I'm going to quit. Shit, he might have kept, he might have kept his goddamn job. He gave me. So, yeah. So, he decided where he probably going to quit after or keep the damn job because he getting dug by. But, that's funny how he won damn near 5 minutes. Because I know people that ain't winning no lottery no time soon. It's never come to them because they are horrible fucking people and God skips people because I don't give everybody blessings. So honestly, some of y'all not even God's people. Some of y'all just, I don't know where the fuck y'all come from. Y'all just come from under a fucking cave, under a fucking bridge. That's why they call your asses trolls. They call you trolls because they tell you where you come from, bitch. So, these people that should be just, I don't know how to even word this. It is people out here that slack really bad at their jobs. Like, they can't stand it. They won't even show up even though they need the damn money. So, for him to still go to work and he's 45 years old, you know what's the difference between him still working and winning $5 million and somebody that's never going to win $5 million and they still don't come to work and they slack off and quit their job and shit? They don't get poisoned like that over there in the UK. Okay, over here they poison people in America, so shit, people brains ain't growing like that. So that would make sense for you to do that stuff, but honestly, in America, we don't practice that bullshit. We eat our babies. So shit, we want our damn money, we fuck y'all. But that was very kind of you, Doug. Shout out to him to keep on working and help his colleagues, that's clearly his friends, because I sure let them ass out. Sure would've lived my best life with my giver. Not gave nothing. So, y'all, that is it for this news report, okay? Oh, and another thing. I'm not even going to sit here and tell y'all I'm going to try to be consistent. I am going to be consistent, darling. I'm going to squeeze this in my schedule. I miss coming on here talking about news. If you have been listening to me since the beginning, child, you understand that my podcast is a different type of story. Now, I be going unhinged over here, okay? I be going on, like, y'all heard some of the crazy stuff I just said, but I miss coming on here and talking my shit and, like, not even talking my shit, but honestly telling some good, honest truths to y'all. Like, this is good factual information. Y'all know I'm a journalist. For real. So, I'm definitely, like, I'm just going to push through this. Because now I feel like I'm in a better space to come back on here and do all this stuff. Before y'all, the bullshit I was dealing with in 2023, and even years before 2023, was a lot of bullshit. When I first started this podcast, I was dealing with some bullshit. But I was, like, really consistent with y'all because I was, like, really passionate about it. Which I'm still, it still sparks a passion with me. And I was just doing some bullshit. 2023, it was a lucky few bucks, but I made it out. I got away from an environment that was just not good, conducive to me. And child, that's going to go into my series called Crazy Adventures. My Crazy Adventures with the New Navi. That's what I'm calling it. Y'all watch a show called, back in the days, about Crazy Adventures with New Christine. It was about this divorced couple and all this type of stuff. And it's following this lady named Christina. Because his new girlfriend was Christina. And his ex-wife was Christina. And it was crazy. But that was my show growing up. So that's what I'm calling it. I'm going to call it the new Crazy Adventures of New Navi. And that's going to be like a series. I feel like I'm going to start on my YouTube channel, which y'all can check out, which is my YouTube channel, is Navia Soul Network. I have recently did some reviews on this really, really good show I watch. It was this Black Cake, which I was watching on Hulu, right? And it was so good. Like, when I come back on here, I gotta talk a little bit about Black Cake. I don't know if a lot of y'all have watched that. I have uploaded some episodes on the podcast for y'all to listen to and digest and see how y'all feel about it and stuff. And it seems like a lot of y'all kind of like it. But Black Cake is everything. I love Black Cake. So make sure y'all check out that review, because I did a lot of my reviews and it had like the visuals and the people. Like, y'all really should watch it. It's really good. I'm on there clowning too. Y'all know about me. I'm gonna add my own type of flair. So, and I did that. I haven't really uploaded. I did upload one episode of Rap Shit that I reviewed, right? I need to at least finish the two episodes. I kind of joined the party late with Rap Shit because I was so consumed with Black Cake. Black Cake was all up in my emotions. I love Black Cake, y'all. I am so emotionally connected to it. Like, for real, I'm not even playing. Like, if that show, when I watch that show, I have not cried so many times watching the show lately. Like, I haven't cried like that since, like, my shows back in the day, right? These new shows are kind of very popcorn-like for me, so it's no type of emotion. I don't feel like no type of pull to none of the characters, no emotional pull, no none of that. I just feel like these characters are kind of like popcorn, like whatever. Like, you could throw them away in the trash and none of us would, like, give a fuck. But with Black Cake, it was totally different. I like the characters. I like how Deb went. And then Black Cake, just to give me a little type of fear of it, Black Cake series, like a short story. Black Cake is about this lady who is, you know, she passed on, and she leaves these voice recordings, right? And it's kind of giving you a feel like 13 Reasons Why, when that girl, like, committed suicide, right? And she left them voice tapes, and the guy was trying to figure out, put pieces together about her life and everything, because he didn't know about her like that. Well, it's kind of like that, but it's not like that. But Black Cake's way better than that show. So she dies, she leaves these voice recordings for the kids. On these voice recordings, she tells her kids her real name, her backstory, what she had to go through, overcome, all types of great stuff. And on top of that, the spoiler alert that, you know, she had a daughter they didn't know about. Like, she really, her life was very, just a lot of things going on. It was very dynamic. It was just very, like, it was just a lot of tugs and pulls, and it was just such a good show to watch. And it deals with the whole family and the elders and the older people and they pass. And, you know how you have a grandmother or, you know, the older family members in the family, you don't really know them. You just know them as the matriarch, you know, as grandma, uncle, you know, granddad, you know, mom. You know, these older people, you look at them with these titles and stuff, but you don't really know their backstory, their history and stuff, and how it relates. Like, you don't see them as a person. You see them as that title that we give them. And that's what the show is kind of hidden on those type of points. Like, her kids saw her as mom, but they didn't know who Eleanor was. Okay, Coffee, that's her real name, Coffee. Not Eleanor, that's the fake name, but that's a little spoiler too. But y'all need to watch the review. But they didn't know who she was. And when they listened to those tapes and stuff, and her talking about everything she had to overcome and all that type of stuff, because Miss Mills went through hell and hot water, and they start to re-look at their lives, you know, reevaluate their lives and see, like, the things that they was putting up with, the things that they was dealing with, the things that she dealt with too. And they can relate to, which end up helping them overcome certain things in their life that they didn't express, or they want to run away from, or hide, or not accept, you know. So I really like Black Cake because it's one of those thinking piece shows. It's one of those family shows. It's one of those, like, You think you know your family, you don't know your family. And I like shows when they touch base with, like, the elders and the moms and the older people. I like watching shows about older people. Like, I like watching Midlife Crisis, old-ass ladies and shit. I like that. I like to be around the older people because it's, like, it's so much stuff you can learn. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, y'all gotta check out Black Cake. That show is so good. Y'all need to watch it on Hulu. I want y'all to watch it because it's good. I'm not even gonna tell you, like, you need to do it. You just need to go ahead and do it. Just go watch Black Cake on Hulu if you got Hulu. Watch it and tell me what y'all think. And on top of that, make sure y'all watch my reviews. If y'all don't even watch Black Cake, go on YouTube, Navia Soul Network. And it pops up, or just type Black Cake Reviews, Navia Soul Network. And watch all views. I have episode 1 through 8. So check it out. Y'all are going to enjoy it. So and then back to rap shit. Y'all can watch. I only have like one review of rap shit. But then I'm debating to put the extra 2 on there. If I just want to watch it. And it's like kiki. And talk to my damn TV by myself. Or I want to upload it. And put it online. And do a review. Or just put it on the podcast. I don't know how I feel about it. But I might just finish it too. But I don't know. It depends how I feel, y'all. It depends. So, but yeah, that was really fun to get back to talking, doing this news report, because it's been a lot of crazy stuff going on, and I could just imagine for next year with all the mess and karma all you hoes is about to get, it's about to be on and popping next year. But that is it for this show. I hope y'all had a good time. Oh, and another thing before we go, make sure y'all check me out on Instagram too. Okay, so my Instagram name is Navia Soul Network. Every platform, TikTok, YouTube, Instagram, Navia Soul. TikTok can get my nerves, but I'm trying to do TikTok, whatever. But honestly, I kind of been doing like an Instagram more, like, and YouTube. Like, it's always, I always bounce between Instagram and YouTube, but check me out on Instagram too, because I have this thing called, on my Instagram, it's called, What Is Navia Doing? It's my Reels, and my Reels, it's like, What Is Navia Doing? It's kind of like a vibe of like me going to different places and breaking down how it went, and it's like, even if it's like, it's not a place that's like new, I mean, it's like, wacky stuff just be happening, and I just put on this, but, so it's called What Is Navia Doing? Y'all will like it. It's very entertaining. It's comical. And it's just entertaining. And I like, honestly, What Is Navia Doing? Out of everything right now, I kind of like What Is Navia Doing? Because it's a vibe. So, yeah, check that out. Navia Soul Network, Instagram, Navia Soul Network, YouTube. Make sure y'all check that out. And even subscribe and, you know, follow back or something like that. You know, like, subscribe, share. Y'all know what to do, y'all. I don't need to tell y'all what to do. And that's really it with this news report. Oh, and happy motherfucking New Year's, okay? Have a good New Year. Make sure y'all out there being safe. And, yeah, that's really it. I hope y'all enjoyed this episode because I have been on a long time. So, yeah, that is it. Child, and another thing, make sure y'all check out, or just, if y'all do go on my YouTube, just watch out for my story times. Because my story times is going to piece together why I kind of wasn't doing podcasts for a little while, so, because I was doing big bitches and other hoes, and that's a long story, but that's a good little story time. I think I might have, like, a story time dealing with all that crazy stuff. But, yeah, that is it. A story time series, because it was a lot. Yeah, and that is it. Bye. Be safe. Happy New Year's. Have a good holiday. And don't let these big bitches and old hoes stress you the fuck out, because fuck them. Karma's coming to eat them up.